coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight, members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at BVA.org.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
In 2016, it was shown by level one evidence, that's the most robust scientific evidence that exists, that if you supplement with a formulation that contains lutein, zeaxanthin, and crucially, mesozeaxanthin, that formulation is commercially known as MacuHealth, that you will improve your vision even if you have normal healthy eyes and even if you think you already have maximum and optimal vision. So in other words, this is a game changer. The use of MacuHealth to improve vision in normal healthy people is the most important advance in eye science since the invention of spectacles.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. #BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was, like, a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
#maybejustfriendsfornow.
#camperforlife. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. That's right. Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. The crisscrossing of the country on the airwaves of this radio show. From Greensboro, North Carolina to Little Rock, Arkansas. You'll hear listeners from Miami, Florida to Vancouver, Washington. Just to give you a few cities that people are listening. Plus Pennsylvania and all over the country. People listening to this radio show. We are live from Orlando, Florida, and we're going to go right to trivia. Folks that are listening, wonder what the show is all about? We are, let's just say, the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Hope you like the show. We're going right to trivia. Phone number for trivia, which I hope you call in, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song? Come on now. Who's singing this song? Come on. Who's singing this song? Come on. Let's go. Hey. Hiya. Come on. 407-894-1680.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go!
So who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. We are live from Orlando, Florida.
And those folks around the country are calling in right now? I understand the lines are all lit up. Waiting for the first call to find out if, see who it is. See who it is. Here we come, the first caller. Who is it? Who is it?
He's on the phone yet. Yeah. He's got them coming in all over. I'm hearing them in here. Yeah. They're all over the United States calling in.
Yep.
Boy, are we popular or not? Yes. Well, that's an easy song. I even know that.
I don't say another word. Don't say another word.
Who's on the line? Who's on the line?
Let's go take a trip up to Greensboro, North Carolina. He was calling in. He already had something that he wanted to get off his chest to talk to you about anyway. Uh-huh. Our good friend. Caller, how you feeling?
Hey, I guess you're talking to me there.
That's right, to the one and only.
Who is it?
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Far off Carolina.
Wait a minute.
Don't say anything, Kevin, yet. Who else on the line?
I am.
Hold on. Who else on the line?
All right, then our other callers that we have on the phone line. First time caller from St. Louis, Missouri, the name. And then we have another caller from Clint, Indiana, that's calling in as well. And then we have calling back trying to get in on this thing from Crystal Beach, Florida.
Ooh. Okay, so we got Crystal Beach, Florida. We got St. Louis, Missouri.
And
we've got
Clint, Indiana.
And we've got Greensboro, North Carolina. So you're our first,
Kevin.
Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Well, Michael, Lynn, Gary, I am not eligible to win this time. Beethoven will roll over in his grave when he hears that song again. And I was just calling to say, hey, come on up here. The weather is better than Pennsylvania. A little warmer and a little cooler than Florida there.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Kevin.
And I did talk to Chris earlier. I don't know if he got a chance to check in on what I said or not. I have to listen to you guys on my iPad now on TuneIn app. Well, rather than through your website and they all click on this icon.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Kevin. We'll talk to you. Stay well, Kevin. Appreciate it. Keep on listening.
Yep.
Keep on listening.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, all right, buddy. Well. Keep on listening. Who's on the line right now?
All right, so let's take a journey over to St. Louis, Missouri, and talk with our good friend Dane from St. Louis.
The name is Dane?
Dane.
Hello, Dane.
Hi, Dane.
How y'all doing today?
Doing good, buddy.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I know who's singing that song, too.
Well, you should.
He's from the neighborhood around the corner there.
Who is it?
Who is it?
It's Chuck Berry.
You got it. Right. You got it, buddy.
He's from St. Louis.
He's got a statue down from Blueberry Hill.
That's right.
On Delmar.
Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Enjoy your donuts or your ice cream, whatever you're going to have at Dunkin' Donuts. You got yourself a $10 gift card coming from Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. Hey, Dane, don't hang up. Dane is a first-time caller as well.
Well, thank you for calling in, Dane. Keep calling back.
Yes. How long have you been listening to the show?
Yeah.
How long have you been listening to the show, Dane?
Huh?
How long have you been listening to the show?
I just tuned in today.
Oh,
well,
okay.
You picked a good station. Keep tuning in.
Of course.
Every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m.
Well, Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, well, that's right. I'm sorry.
All right, Dane, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Don't hang up. Who else on the line?
All right, let's take a trip over to Clinton, Indiana.
Indiana.
And John, are you there?
Hey, John.
I'm here.
Hey, John.
How you doing, John? He just missed it.
You just missed it.
What do you mean I just missed it? He just got it for you. The gentleman
Chris,
for
it. They don't hear who's.
No.
They can't hear.
The gentleman for you got it, John. Yeah. Oh. He beat you to the punch.
We had a man.
Yeah,
just
somebody beat you
but
to
let
the
me
punch,
ask you
John.
Question. Let me ask you a question. Well, I got you on the line, to be fair. Okay.
Yeah.
It's 8:15.
I'll be real fast. Who sang He Beat You to the Punch? That's a hard one. The big song, number one song, He Beat You to the Punch. Any idea? There was a big song, He Beat You to the Punch.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Me either.
Chris.
I'm going to find
it. Help him?
I'm going to find it.
Okay,
I'm going to find it for you.
Calling.
All right.
Better
but
well,
thank you for calling
John,
in. All right.
In.
We got another trivia, so hang
in
there.
Hang
to,
in there.
We're going to break now for our next guest.
Okay.
Okay.
Our next trivia is going to be, trivia is going to be, he beat you to the punch. Right. You call in first and see if you can get it.
All right. But Chris, we're going to go to break.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We're going right back. The Blind and Beyond radio show.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was like a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at WhiteCaneCoffee.com.
Have you ever listened to the world's bestseller, the book that's been translated into more languages and impacted more lives than any other? I'm talking about the Bible. When was the last time you listened to God's holy word? MegaVoice, maker of the world's first accessible solar-powered audio Bible, is also the maker of the world's only bilingual audio Bible with cross-navigation in thousands of language combinations. MegaVoice is small, lightweight, and rugged. You can contact us at MegaVoice at info@megavoice.com or by calling us at the 1-800 number, 1-800-219-1758. Again, that's 1-800-219-1758. Isn't it time that you read the world's bestseller?
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212. Voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content, policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsido.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Let me introduce my two guests.
I didn't know we were guests. Did you, Gary?
I'm not a guest. I live here.
Pardon me. You're my guest all the time.
All right.
You're my co-host, but you're my guest. I'm your guest.
Okay.
Co-host.
Okay.
Lynn Golder, to my right.
That's right.
Co-host. What's your name? Sinclair? Gary Sinclair. My buddy Gary Sinclair.
You got it.
On the line is a very nice man, Robert France from Monsido. He happens to be the director of sales. He's in charge of sales for Monsido. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you go.
How are you doing, Robert? I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good.
Hi, Robert.
Tell us about Monsido.
Monsido software. Tell us all about it.
Tell us all about it. Well, I mean, it's basically a wonderful software that helps companies make their websites more usable to everybody, not just a person with a disability, but really anybody that needs to go to the website. So if you got a broken link or a misspelling or, you know, accessibility issues, you know, images that don't have alt attributes or screen flicker, things like that, you know, we're going to go out of our way to show that to you so that hopefully you can go in and fix it.
You know what I wish? I wish the radio stations all across the country would use Monsido.
Yeah.
Because the blind and visually impaired people, Robert, have such a problem with that play button when you go to listen live.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's several websites out there that are compliant, but there's thousands and thousands of websites that are not. And there's a lot of companies out there that are trying to get more compliant, and that's where we come in. Hopefully we can help them get compliant a little bit more quicker than trying to figure it all out on their own.
So let me ask you this question, Robert. Would you like some people, if they go to a website of a main company and their website is not good for the blind community, would you like them to tell you, to call Monsido and say, go to XYZ if it's a big company, to get you involved with this big company, because you may not know of this big company that their website is not good for the blind?
You know, it really depends on the company itself. So if the company, is in the market or looking for something like what we offer, then obviously, yes, we'd be interested. You know, we just don't, you know, we're not the type of company that wants to just call everybody and say, hey, you got to use our tool kind of thing. You know, we're not ambulance chaser, if you will.
A watchdog. You're not
We're not trying to do a watchdog thing. Yes, absolutely, Lynn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, the goal is to help companies that need the help, that want the help. It's not a hey, you got to do this or else kind of thing. You know, we want everybody to do the right thing, to do the moral thing, which is make the website more compliant for everybody. So again, that's our main goal, is to make sure that, you know, that we focus on that.
If anybody has a question for Robert or a complaint about it, but you don't have to really name the name of the company, but just something that bugs you about accessibility and ADA compliance, give us a call now.
You hit on something. I don't know if Robert even calls on what? Radio stations.
Well, it bugs me because our listeners say, hey, I can't do this and do this. And I feel so badly because...
Robert, did you ever think about calling on radio stations? Yeah. That's a business. Call all these radio stations.
Anybody out there that wants to ask a question, please call 407-894-1680.
Maybe they think it's too complicated to fix or something. I don't know.
It's really not. And actually, I want to tell you, we actually just released a new product. It's called Page Assist. And what it does is it makes it easier for people with and without disabilities to be able to consume the content on the website. It just makes everything easier to use. So if you're using a screen reader or something along those lines, you can change the color contrast. You can get rid of all the what's called the CSS, which is all the way the website looks, just to really consume the content itself. It also, you can change the font. So if you're if you need the font to be bigger, or if you need it to be a different type of font, you know, if you're dyslexic or you need to be able to see the font a different way so it helps you read through the website, we've created a tool that sits right on the front page or all the pages of a website that actually can convert basically what you're consuming or what you're wanting to consume into something that's easier for anybody to be able to use. So we're hoping that that's really going to help a lot of companies be able to help everybody that would need to use the website sooner, quicker, you know, without needing to totally redesign or redo their website.
And what is that called, the new product?
It's called Page Assist.
Oh, Page Assist. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We also have another product that we just released to go along with Page Assist called Page Correct. And you guessed it, it's a way to, you know, for our tool to sit right over the top. And if they see an image that doesn't have an alt attribute or some screen flicker or whatever, you know, they can go in and maybe, you know, we can take a look at it and see about, you know, maybe fixing it. So that's another tool where we're adding to it all the time. You know, some of the features were, images, you know, that don't have an alt attribute, broken links, misspellings, things like that, that we can actually go in and fix now.
Well, Robert, tell everybody basically how it works about scanning in the background. Tell how does that work, your software?
Yeah, so what it does is, you know, this new tool that we released, is kind of different, but the main tool, what it does is it every week or so it scans your website, and then it gives you an email and a list and gives you reports and detailed documents on exactly where all of the issues are on your website. And then the goal is to be able to click on it, go to it, find it, and then fix it, make it better for everybody to be able to consume.
Wow. And so businesses of all sizes use Montecito, not just...
You know, I would like to say, of course, you know, because I'm the director of sales. But again, realistically, you know, it's companies that it makes sense to. Mm-hmm. We want to offer, you know, the product to companies that would have a budget to be able to, you know, make their website, you know, and maybe have a team of a couple people at least that are working on the website to make it better. I would say, you know, Bill and Al's Crab Shack on the corner, their website's not usable. I'm probably going to go out on a limb and guess that they probably don't have a web team in the background that's working on their website. So it might be a little harder for them. But everybody else, you know, who has, you know, the larger website, you know, mid to large size companies, absolutely.
Okay.
And it, like you were saying, Michael, if you want to, if people want to write to us, info@montecito.com, if they have a suggestion of a website that's not compliant and how it's not compliant, we would be happy to take a look at that. But info@monsido.com, we would be happy to receive those emails and we would definitely, you know, respond and come up with some a strategy, hopefully, to try and help out that company.
That's wonderful. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're needed, believe it or not, you're needed in this country. You have to be on top of. I understand you don't want to be a policeman. I understand that. But you're needed in the community out there, especially like on radio stations, places like that, where it's not feasible. A lot of the people that are busy and pan blind can't go to a lot of the radio stations. The websites are not good.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Michael, I promise you, as my position, come Monday, I'm gonna see about looking into reaching out and talking to some of these radio stations, because obviously we want to make them, you know, aware that they need to make their website accessible for everybody. So I will definitely make it one of my goals for this next upcoming week. Thanks for bringing it up.
That would be great.
That'd be great.
And I'll give you a couple suggestions.
Yeah, write to them. Give
I'll write
suggestions.
To you.
You've got my email address, Lynn.
Yes,
feel
I do.
Free.
I do. Okay. So anybody else
anything
have any
else?
Questions?
Any other questions people want to ask?
Anybody on the line?
Mr. France?
Robert? Yes, Robert.
No, I was going to say I'm happy to answer any questions if anybody has one.
Yes, we do. We have our good friend, the one and only Dr. Sheila on the phone line.
Good.
Dr. Sheila.
Yeah, Sheila, you're on.
Hi, Sheila.
You know, I did not know that I had a title, so thank you, Chris.
This is Sheila from Orlando, Florida.
So, Sheila, you have a question for Robert from Montecito?
Yes, I do.
Well, fire on.
Robert, I know that we have a lot of people in the blind community that we have people first throughout the state that... when we have job postings, we have to go to people first for the floor.
What happened?
We lost
it's not totally accessible. And by the way, I do your commercial. So anyway, what is your recommendation, or how do we try to fix this? So I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer. And hi, everybody.
Hello,
thank
Sheila.
You.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I think I understand the question. You're asking, what if someone is trying to do a job posting and they're trying to, get a job? I assume that's the direction you're going. I apologize, you broke up for a second, I'll answer that question. And really, anybody that has an issue with a website, I highly recommend calling them and letting them know, what the issue is on their website. And just usually, you can call up and ask for their web development team or someone in the compliance department, and you can say, hey, look. I can't use your website, and I have, this disability, and I would like to be able to use your website. Can you fix this for me? And, there are several states that are really required to have that, especially if it's a local state government or anybody that accepts federal funding. They really should be able to go in and fix that for you quickly. You guys are obviously always welcome to email us, info@montito.com, and let us know. And we can reach out to them and do the same thing. However they would want to handle that. But if there are job sites or job posts that aren't accessible, please definitely, reach out to them, reach out to us, whatever makes sense for you guys to be able to help them understand that it's not compliant and that people do want to be able to use the website.
All right. Well, Robert, we have someone else that has a question.
Sherry Brunn from Orlando, Florida, is on the line. Sherry, are you there?
Hi there. Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Robert, to piggyback off of what Dr. Sheila was saying, I have what the site is, it's the State Employment and Job, it's their website, for example, the Division of Blind Services is on there, the Florida Division of Blind Services. And as far as I know, we have put forth legislation, we've sent resolutions, make your website more accessible, and they're not really doing anything.
Division of Blind Services?
Yeah, Blind Services.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Website, all of those. It's the State of Florida website, and you can go so deep into it, and then you can't. For example, I know people who work for the Division of Blind Services, and you can't put your hours in that you worked. You have to get someone else to help you do it. Or you can't request vacation time. You have to get someone else to help you do it. So that's the site. It's the People First website. That's what Sheila was talking about. And it's a state website, so they're a lot more difficult to deal with than a private company website. And that was just my comment, and I thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Sherry.
So it gives you a lot to think about, Robert.
Absolutely, yeah, and we'll definitely. We actually have an agent in Florida, so maybe he can go and visit them and maybe kind of show them firsthand what's going on. So
that's great.
We need help.
Okay, well,
thank you so much for coming on, Robert.
Yes, thank you.
So everybody, if you have any comments or questions for Robert, just write to info@Monsido.com, and that's MONSIDO.com. And I will write to you later, Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for coming on again. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Our pleasure. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to break, Chris.
We're going to break. All right, back. Don't go away. A lot more coming on.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Have you ever listened to the world's bestseller, the book that's been translated into more languages and impacted more lives than any other? I'm talking about the Bible. When was the last time you listened to God's holy word? MegaVoice, maker of the world's first accessible solar-powered audio Bible, is also the maker of the world's only bilingual audio Bible with cross-navigation in thousands of language combinations. MegaVoice is small, lightweight, and rugged. You can contact us at MegaVoice at info@megavoice.com or by calling us at the 1-800 number, 1-800-219-1758. Again, that's 1-800-219-1758. Isn't it time that you read the world's bestseller?
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212. Voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we are going right to Leo Penna. Leo Penna, are you there?
Hello, Michael. It's been a long time since I heard your voice.
How you doing, Leo?
Hi, hey. Leo.
And Lynn and Gary.
Yes, Leo.
Gary,
yes,
Sinclair.
Leo.
Yes.
Leo, you sound older.
Yeah, he does sound older.
how's college treating you?
What happened?
I said, how is college treating you?
I feel like I went back to kindergarten.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why is that?
No. It's easy.
It's easy?
It's easy.
It, It's like easy, but it's like it makes me think of just starting back at square one.
Well, you're the young kid on the block.
It's a clean start.
So let me ask you, Leo. Are the classes accessible though? More importantly, everything is okay with that?
Yes, everything is accessible. The teachers are beautiful. The students are treating me nice. So
very nice.
Overall, I'm giving good vibes and they're giving good vibes back.
Well, great, great. We want to go now to your poem, Leo.
Tell us about your poem, Leo.
And then we're going to play it.
The poem. Okay. Inspiration Like a Breeze. Inspiration Like a Breeze is a poem that I wrote. I wrote a couple years back and I had it just in the archives, and I was like, okay, I'm going to try to see if I could record it. I have a family friend, and he had a makeshift recording studio at his house, so I was saying, well, let's try. And it was just a simple poem that I just wanted to write for the fact that inspiration comes and goes.
Leo, I have a fast question. For those folks who don't know who you are, how long have you been blind, Leo?
10 years.
10 years, okay.
I'm 20 now, turning 21 in the fall, but 10 years going.
Okay, well, we're going to play the poem, and we're going
to
say goodnight, and then you can call in another time, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Let's play his poem.
Thank you for sharing,
Thank
Leo.
You for calling, Leo. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Lynn, for everything.
Thank you so much.
Buddy.
Play his
You're
poem.
You're welcome, honey. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, everybody. My name is Osiris Georgi Cáceres. It's my great pleasure to present you today one of the best voices that I ever known in my life about to the exciting motivation. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the young man, Leonardo Pena.
Is dedicated to my friends and family. A poem called Inspiration is Like a Breeze. I thought that inspiration would be easy breezy to get. Sit outside, pen and pad, cup of Starbucks in hand, waiting for the wind to blow down the doors of my mind so I may brainstorm a flood of ideas. But I'm sorry to say, I checked the forecast today and the weatherman said not a chance of rain, no clouds in the sky, just another ordinary day. See, epiphany is not the mind-blowing wind we thought it would be, but a whisper of wind that says, hey, that thing that you're working on is beautiful. Just keep doing what you're doing, going where you're going, and you will find a way to reach your goals. Just don't wait for someone to pat you on the back, though, to tell you that you're great. 'Cause sometimes we sit on our butts and make the fatal excuse and say, our sails don't have any wind. I can't keep going. They're slack. I'm stuck in the middle of the ocean and I don't know what to do. But you know what? We just need to put our pen paddles into the waters of our mind and push ourselves until we're able to find the wind again. Sometimes when we write at first, it is garbage, and then nonsense. But then the third stroke of the pen, we get a starburst and it comes out to look awesome. And that goes to show that the worst of writing make the good practice we need. And that the best writings always take time to make. I do believe that inspiration is like a breeze, but it doesn't come when we want it to. And when it does come, just make sure that you look at your pad as it rustles in the wind of genius that hits your hand to write it out. But be careful that your pages don't fly away from your hand and your thoughts don't get clouded over with the fog of forgetfulness. Just remember that the inspiration is like a breeze that helps you in this world.
And that was Leo.
That was good, Leo.
Leo Panna, that was wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Leo.
All right.
Yes, sir. We love it.
We loved it, Leo. Great job. Great job.
Wow,
great job.
That was wonderful.
Right now, we're going right to trivia. Here we go. Trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Trivia time. Who's singing the song?
I first saw you. You beat me to the
Okay, who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. The people that called in before, now's the time to do it. Call in right now. First one gets it, wins.
Last chance.
407-894-1680.
While we're waiting, I just wanted you to know that I found out that there is no prescription needed for MacuHealth.
Oh, you can. Oh, that's
right?
Great news. Great news.
I got it
great
from
news.
The horse's mouth. So
great
you
news.
Can just
so for
visit.
Those folks like myself that's going to order these vitamins.
Supplements.
The supplement vitamins for your eyes. I'm going to do it myself. I got to see about my brain here.
Go to MacuHealth.com. That's it. MACU.
Do it again.
MacU. MACU Health, just like it sounds.
It's on our website, right?
It's yeah,
on our website.
Yeah, it's on our website.
Oh, by the way.
Or you can ask your doctor for it.
Check out our new website. Check it out. I want to. What do you want to say? I always say it wrong.
Yes,
what?
It's not a new website.
What is it?
It's the new homepage.
It's a new homepage.
At our current
new
website.
Homepage. It's yes. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blind
so
and Beyond Radio Show.
It's the same
dot
website,
org.
Just a new covering.
Right.
A new
right.
page.
Yes.
A new out.
It's
a new
like
outline.
A book with a new cover.
Yes. Right.
Cover.
Okay.
Blind and Beyond Radio right. Show.
We have
org.
Two callers on the phone line, and right. we got to get to them real quick.
Right. We
okay.
Do.
We're going to. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And then we're going to say right here and locally in Orlando.
Let's say Philadelphia first.
Philadelphia.
You're on the line. Who is it?
Hi, Vivian Williams.
I'm Ann. Sorry, what's your name?
Ann.
Ann?
Vivian.
Oh, Vivian.
Vivian.
Hello, Vivian.
Vivian.
Hi,
Vivian.
Hi.
Hi, Vivian. How you doing, Vivian?
Fine, thank you.
I think her radio is on.
Vivian, turn your go into another room or turn your radio down.
So who do you think's singing, okay. Vivian?
Mary Wells.
100% right.
Wow.
You just won.
Hey.
Here you go. Hi, Vivian.
Hi.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, good. I like Dunkin' Donuts.
Good. So you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Enjoy them. Either bagels, donuts, or ice cream from Dunkin' Donuts.
And keep on okay. listening.
And keep on listening to the radio show.
Vivian, don't hang up. Yeah. I need to get some information from you, all right?
Okay.
Nice
to meet you, Vivian.
Nice
who else, Chris?
All right, we're going to take our friend down from Orlando. Orlando, are you there?
I'm here.
So who's in Orlando? No, who's here?
I beg your pardon?
What's your name?
What's your first name?
My first name is Fitz.
Sid.
Sid.
Hello, Sid.
F-I-T-Z. I called before and you told me call later.
Oh, okay.
Right, Sid.
Well,
so you're calling for trivia?
Just missed it again. Just missed it again.
If you're calling for trivia, the person just got it. Beat you to the punch. It beat you to the punch.
I beg your pardon?
You lost. You didn't.
Be nice.
We had a caller call in just before you and won.
She just won.
We'll try again next week.
I called before that caller, way before, and the guy told me to call back.
Yes, and the other person called too. But whoever calls in, we take their turn when they call in.
Chris.
Fed, hold on one moment, Fed, all right? Hold on.
Okay.
He said, I call.
This is your job. Okay, I'm going to ask you another question.
Oh, wait, we're going to break, Michael. We can't. He'll listen next week, and maybe he'll win.
Yeah, listen next week.
All right, we're going to go to break and come back for the
rest. Yeah, I'll explain it to him. I got you.
Next week, you call in, we'll get you on first.
Well, Chris is going to
Okay, we're going to break. Can't stop. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was like a talent show and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
The National Church Conference of the Blind will hold its annual church conference at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel in Erlanger, Kentucky. Please join us August 10th through the 16th. You will participate in Bible teaching, workshops, tours, talent time, wonderful fellowship, and more using Braille and large print documents and hymnals. The National Church Conference for the Blind's theme this year is Why the Kingdom is the Only Way, from Ephesians 1:2-14. Sunday morning worship service will be given by Dr. Enoch Williams. Spiritual messages will be presented by keynote speaker Pastor Dave Andres, Dr. Martha Moser, and Reverend Paul Weingartner. Bible teacher this year is Pastor J. Wesley Sebring. Hotel complimentary shuttle will pick you up at the airport and to and from off-site restaurants within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. Call Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel, Erlanger, Kentucky, to make your reservations today. 859-746-5608. Only $89 per night, including continental breakfast. Join us August the 10th through the 16th. For more information, visit thenccb.com.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee?
Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of this great radio show. Michael?
What?
What do you say for yourself?
What do I say
He's
for myself?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to do the wrap-up.
She's telling me okay. I can't say anything.
Now it's in charge
to listening to
Lynn.
The Blind and Beyond radio show, and then you'll listen to Gary Sinclair and Lynn Golder.
Right.
Lynn, take it away.
Well, thank you, Gary Sinclair. All righty, my show wrap-up. So next week we will be enjoying some more guest callers. The first one will be from the Christian Record, which sponsors the Camps for the Blind all over the country. I believe there's 11 Camps for the Blind. Newsreel Magazine will be calling in, and our friend, Dr. Skolnick, the ophthalmologist from Jupiter, Florida, will be calling in and discussing another issue of the eye. So it's another busy, busy show next week.
One thing I want to say, folks, about trivia. We always take the first persons first. There is no, don't worry, nobody goes before someone else. It's always who's in next on the radio. When you call back, that's what happens. He goes first and then second. That's the way the phone is lined up that way. So he takes the first line, the second line, the third line, and the fourth line. So anyway, thank you for listening tonight. Thank you for having us in your homes, wherever you're listening. We appreciate it. We love you all, and we'll see you next week. Gary, thanks for coming in.
Sure thing.
Lynn, thanks for coming.
Thank you. Take your time
and
down, Gary.
Chris Shaw did a great job.
He's on
as
the
usual.
Phone. As usual. He's on the phone.
I got you. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Well, great show.
Great show.
Hey, see you next. We leaving already? It's time to go already?
Yeah, that's right.
8:58.
Wait, you didn't give me permission, though, did you? Is that the permission right there?
That's
all right.
Permission.
That's
right. All
everybody, stay safe in your travels, please.
Have a good week.